This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Saturday saw the death at the age of 81 of Ctirad Mašín. He was a Czech anti-communist resistance fighter who shot his way to freedom in 1953. Rob Cameron reports.
They were called the Mašín brothers, Josef and Ctirad Mašín, sons of a Czechoslovak general executed by the Nazis, who decided with three friends to lead an armed insurrection against the communist regime. Following the communist coup of 1948, they launched a series of raids to steal weapons and money, killing two police officers and a factory cashier in the process. In 1953, when it became clear they could not succeed in rousing the public, they decided to escape to West Germany, prompting what was probably the biggest manhunt of the Cold War. Two members of the group were caught and executed, but the Mašín brothers and their friend Milan Palmer made it. Palmer remembered the escape in a 2007 interview.
We started five of us, and only three of us made it. And I also got shot in my hip. And I think I was lucky. Those 30 days misery and about 25,000 East German cops was looking for us, shooting. And so it was kind of really nerve-breaking situation.
Milan Palmer died last year and was buried in his native Poděbrady. He had chosen to come back to the Czech Republic, but the Mašíns always refused until they were fully rehabilitated by the post-communist government. That rehabilitation never came, and Josef Mašín still lives in America. His brother will be buried with full military honours at a US military cemetery, but there are some who are determined to honour him here too, including the country's Prime Minister, Petr Nečas.
From a point of view of many of us, Mr. Milan Palmer and Mr. Ctirad Mašín, Mr. Josef Mašín, were simply heroes, not some kind of criminals, but real heroes.
Many of your countrymen don't agree.
Yes, I do know that, of course, anybody can have a different opinion than Prime Minister, but we are free people, we've got a freedom of speech, so my opinion is as I've already said.
The Nečas government is now talking about granting the so-called Third Resistance Medal to Ctirad Mašín in honour of those who resisted the communist regime. But a state honour in the true sense of the word still remains elusive. Both President Václav Klaus and even his predecessor Václav Havel never dared to grant them a medal, so divisive is the story of the Mašín brothers to the Czech public. The fact that one of the policemen was killed in cold blood, his throat slit as he lay unconscious from chloroform, is something that many Czechs have never forgiven. Rob Cameron, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.